This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The Egyptian military on Friday permitted a rally by the Muslim Brotherhood against the ousting of President Mohamed Morsi. The group has been left reeling under a huge backlash from a public that says it and its Islamist allies abused their electoral mandate. There are concerns of Islamist violence in retaliation for Morsi's removal from office, and some former militant extremists have vowed to fight on. Security officials said suspected Islamic militants opened fire at four sites in northern Sinai, targeting two military checkpoints, a police station, and the El Arish airport, where military aircraft are stationed. The military and security responded to the attacks, and one soldier was killed and three were wounded. I spoke to Egyptian Jesuit Father Samir Khalil Samir, a scholar of Islam and lecturer at St. Joseph's University in Beirut, about the current situation in Egypt.
I think that what is clear is that the people of Egypt is not in favor of the President Morsi. This because he promised a lot and we have not seen any progress in the economy or in the politics of the country. On the contrary, we are going backwards. He is very much preoccupied by putting his people from the Muslim Brotherhood in different ministers, in charges, in governorates, everywhere, so that he is Islamizing the country without any reason. Egypt is a Muslim country with a high percentage of Christian, around 10%. Very active, and there is no reason to add anything else, but he is adding every week something to Islamize the programs on television, on radio, in the schools, to put new rules like the rule of blasphemy, as we have in Pakistan, which is one of the worst decision in the world against the liberty, and so on. And people is expecting to have a better economical situation. We are surviving in Egypt because we are supported from one side from the money of Saudi Arabia or Qatar, money which goes essentially to the fundamentalist Muslims, Salafists or Muslim Brotherhood, or for the money received from the United States. And even with this help, people are asking for bread and for jobs. We don't have the first entry of Egypt was since ever the tourism. Now there is no more tourism, almost, not only for economical reasons, for the crisis, the world crisis, but also because Egypt introduced new rules to Islamize external aspect of Egypt, and a lot of tourists are not interested in such decisions.
Father Samir, we see that during the discussions with the military, there was the opposition. Mohamed al-Baradei was involved, but also religious leaders had a role. Do you think that was significant that they were being invited to discuss the situation?
Yeah, the discussion with the Muslim Brotherhood, yes, because they know that they have taken the power. The government is almost totally in majority anyhow in their hands. So any discussion, they will say, okay, we are a democratic government. We will decide together. We will discuss. But they know that already any decision they take will be agreed by the majority of the parliament, the majority in the government, because they changed the situation in these 2 years so quickly to put their people everywhere. They didn't ask anybody if they wanted this or that minister. They they nominated them. So that to discuss these, it's more than one year that they are discussing without any result. So the people are no more confident in Morsi. They know that he has only one scope, Islamization, because he's convinced that this is the good thing for Egypt. People, what they answer, the people of Egypt who goes on the street are not the Christians. Christians, as I said, are only the tenth of the population. The great majority are Muslims. They say, we are all believers. Whether we are Muslims or Christians, we are good believers. And this is the situation of Egypt. We don't have almost no agnostic or atheist, or everyone believes in what he believes in a religion. But they say, leave us, live our faith as we want. Your essential preoccupation should be the economy, the situation of the poor, the diplomacy, and so on. You are not doing anything in this line. And people are in a very difficult situation because of the international crisis.
What do you think, Father Samir, needs to be done now, in your opinion, to bring about a national reconciliation?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the dismission of this government and the election or the nomination for the moment of a new government, and then come to a new democratic election. This is one step. Then to revise the constitution, either by going back to the previous one, correcting this previous one. But you cannot start with the new constitution, which was done very quickly, very, very quickly. When I compare with what they are doing in Tunisia, for instance, we have taken 1 month to do it. They are still doing it since 2 years and not yet voted, elected. So we have to create a new constitution, taking in account the fact that people want democracy, one, but also equality for everyone. You cannot have, in a country like Egypt, a discrimination between, for instance, men and women, or Muslims and Christians, or believers and non-believers. All that is in our constitution, in the last one. People are asking for a modern country. We cannot do it in 10 years. It will take some decades. But we have to go this line. And this is what is possible to do, even if we need time and an evolution. We have to remember that in Egypt, over 40% of the population is analphabet, cannot read and write their own name. 40% is a lot, and this is our situation. So we have to put the accent on education. The money should go there and not to the army.
Do you think these latest developments mean, do you think there are hopes for a new era for Christians living in Egypt?
Christians are living in Egypt. Many people are living, but Christians proportionally much more than Muslims. They feel this country is no more our country, is becoming an Islamic country. We were living in Egypt and not in Saudi Arabia. We don't want this system. Those who can emigrate because they have already parents somewhere in Australia or Canada or the United States or anywhere are doing it, even if they are very, very nationalist, because they say it's no more Egypt. Muslims are leaving, but much less, because they say, okay, this is a difficult moment for us, but it will turn back. They are not so much disturbed by the fact of the Islamization, even if they are not, they don't agree with it. But Christians are disturbed because there is a discrimination. So hope we, and historically, the contribution of Christians in Egypt was much higher than their number. Christians were often more educated than Muslims in general. They are more open-minded, and they contributed to the economy, the industry, to the reflection in the universities, in everything. So I hope that we will take in account all that and try to go back to the situation we experienced for more than almost for two centuries or one and a half century since the first third of the 19th century until the second third of the 20th century. We had more or less 150 years where this aspect, this Islamistic movement, was not a problem. Each one was following his religion and were all citizens. Something changed in the 60s and the 70s, more in the 70s, until now. This is what we see all over the Arab world, and not only the Arab world, also in Africa and Asia now. We want to come back to a moderate Islam where there is no confusion between religion and state and politics.
It does seem that it's going to take whatever government there is in the future in Egypt, that it's going to take an awful long time to get the country back on track. You were talking about the economic situation. It does seem that that it'll be an uphill struggle.
It will not be easy. This is sure. And if we want really to have a peaceful world all over the world, Egypt need the help of other countries, but a help which is well studied, the financial help, a support from others to be able to stabilize the situation and modernize our constitution, our the universities, and so on. We are stagnant since decades. In that we have wonderful intellectuals, but even if they are some thousands, it's nothing in front of 90 million people and in front of the movement. The religious movement is touching the illiterate people much more than the intellectuals. So there is also a renewing of the Muslim thinking. And this is what all of us, Christians and Muslims, first Muslim but also Christians, that we want. We want not a stagnation of Christianity and Islam, but the continuous evolution, good ethically based, but also open to the real problems of the modern world. This is not so easy to realize. But if the aim is clear, then we can go forward quickly. But the aim is now not clear, because the tendency, when you receive money, billions of dollars yearly from Saudi Arabia, to Islamize according to the reality of the 7th century. And the Salafite movement means so. Salafite means the return to the Salaf, that means to the first generation of Islam. in 630. If this is the purpose, then we will never have a modern country. Muslims want really to be good believers, moderate believers, but also in accordance with the time, with our time. They don't want the secularization of the West. They don't want the atheistic tendency. Even the laicity is now, the secularization is refused, because what they see from secularization in the West is seen by us as atheism. But when they see the West pretending to be modern by doing such things, they say, we don't want the modernity. We go back to what the Prophet Muhammad, as they call him, did. And this is the Salafism, and this is the Muslim Brotherhood, and I support them in these points, but not in their vision. So what we need is to eliminate the vision of the society we want. We want something open-minded, but also having religious criteria. And we agree, Muslims and Christians and Jews and others, on a lot of religious criteria, or let us say ethical criteria. But we have to learn also the priority of the liberty, the freedom of thinking, of doing. This is unknown in our constitution. So we have to learn from the West a lot of things, and we have to reject some things, and we have to add our tradition, religious tradition, whether it is Muslim or Christian or Jewish or any other. This is what the people want, really. But they don't know how.